Hi, United Kingdom. It's Shawn Mendes, and I'm partnering with Tommy Hilfiger to make style more sustainable with our Classics Reborn collab.
The collection reimagines timeless style more sustainably through recycling innovations, more sustainable materials, and circular design practices. And this is just the beginning. This is how classics are reborn. Tommy X Shawn, Classics Reborn.
Click the banner below to explore.
Xbox is changing gaming forever with their acquisitions of video game publishers Activision and ZeniMax, as well as the surge of Xbox Game Pass. With the brand making big moves so often, you may need a little show called Defining Duke and Xbox Podcast in your life to stay up to date on all of that and more. Defining Duke is one of the most highly listened to Xbox podcasts available, and if I do say so myself, it's for good reason. It's hosted by me, Maddie, a video game critic and developer with 500,000 subscribers on my Mr. Maddie Plays YouTube channel. Alongside me is my co-host, Lord Cognito, who is the CEO of Lords of Gaming and Integrity Ops Lead for Oculus VR. We both hold a decade-plus workload put into the video game industry, and together, we discuss and debate the hottest news and releases in the world of video games and other important stuff like the sanctity of onion sandwiches. Defining Duke, an Xbox podcast, is available for free wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead in sports, I am your host, Kenneth B. Hinch. Joining me on the show, we got Shelton J.
What's the word, man? What's happening? What's happening?
FIFA 24/7.
What it do, man?
And Q will be with us momentarily. He's having issues connecting, so yeah, he'll be here. And
Q needs to stop stealing his neighbor's internet. That's what he needs to do.
Well, he said if his internet works too, but yeah, internally we're gonna try something new with the monitor here. So you know, in terms of audio, so we'll see how that works. So maybe some glitches there, but you know, show of upgrades, right?
Hey man, don't steal my line.
I was handing it to you. I was asking you, yeah, is that what we do? But anyway, man, you guys see the subject. You guys know what we're here to talk about. And the only thing that's really of importance, because I know somebody wanted to know we're going to talk about the Browns. Honestly, I don't care to talk about the Browns or Watts or any of this stuff. Unless y'all got a question or a super chat, but it's all about the finals, man.
Yes, sir.
Five games in, 3-2 Warriors. You know, I heard you talking earlier that it's going to be extended one game further than you predicted. B has six, Shelton has six, I had seven, and Nick is the only one to pick the Celtics to win in seven. Mm-hmm.
What did Spike have? I can't remember.
But he had the Warriors winning?
Yeah, he had the Warriors winning.
Okay. So he had the Warriors winning. The games really don't matter how many they get it done. Ultimately, at the end of the day, if you are Warriors or if you're a Celtic, you really don't give a damn how many games it takes to win a game, win a series. Mm-hmm. Manny, Q, and Cal had the Warriors. So pretty much everybody got the Warriors except
me.
So that's where we are with that. But yeah, a lot of things to really talk about. Two things. Where do we want to start? Let's start with the Warriors.
Okay.
Because they're up, and then we'll get to the Celtics. Because there's a lot to talk about with the Celtics. Mm-hmm. You were saying that Wiggins had to do his thing. Mm-hmm. Basically be the second best player on the team. Mm-hmm. He did that. Back-to-back games, mind
back-to-back
you.
Back-to-back,
yes. Yeah, huge.
So Ken, you corrected me last time, but I knew I was right. It was 16 rebounds career high, not 15.
Okay.
In the previous game. In this game, he had 13 rebounds.
Okay.
So remember, part of the things that I said was play Kuminga more. He hasn't gotten in the rotation. It is what it is. But Wiggins elevated the rebound. Mm-hmm. One of those dudes was going to have to rebound because Wiggins and Kuminga are the only guys. You know, Iggy older now. You know, he's not the same Iggy. He's a mental Iggy. He's not a physical Iggy no more, right? So Kuminga and Wiggins are the only two dudes in that medium to tall range that can that have enough athletic ability to jump with them boys. So you got to step up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's on you. Like, you have to make that concerted effort. In back-to-back games, we've seen that. And the thing is not being – you don't have to out-rebound Boston. You got to stay within – you know, it can't be disrespectful. Mm-hmm. It becomes disrespectful, and they're getting all these offensive – you can't win.
Yeah, it's you know, from parts of what I saw is that you know, the Celtics are playing like this five out thing. So whenever they shoot the ball, it's nothing but Warriors at the basket, you know, unless Robert Williams in the game, but he's trying to rebound over four people who's crashing the board. So that's not necessarily working for Boston right now, trying to spread them out and create these opportunities. Because now you're giving up rebounds.
Because when you play that type of style, you need a consistent penetrator to the basket to draw everybody in. Now you could kick; it's a more open shot. You could create stuff. Rob Williams could dive to the basket, have a loop opportunity. That doesn't happen. Why?
Because they don't have it.
No playmaker. They don't have natural born playmaker on that team.
Yeah, yeah.
They try to make it Tatum.
Tatum and Brown are good secondary playmakers, meaning when the ball gets penetrated, kicked out to them, they could penetrate and then kick out too. But they didn't initiate that playmaking opportunity. That's the problem. They're just not natural at doing that.
So the Warriors, to end this in Boston in six, what do they got to do?
Same thing they've been doing. I was going to say that to add on Wiggins' thing too, we forget that the rebounding is important. What he's doing is crazy, but the defense he's playing on Tatum.
Oh, 100%.
I think Tatum has scored on 13 possessions out of 66 defenses by him. Mm-hmm. So he's doing what we talked about. he did to
Luka
in the last round. Mm-hmm. He's finally stepping up these last two games, and he's taking on that challenge on the defensive end. Plus, he's putting pressure on them on the offensive end. That's making them have to play defense, which even though they're great defenders on the perimeter and they're good at doing what they're doing, when you attack them, I don't care how good your defense is. When somebody's attacking and they're coming downhill, it's hard to stop. And that's what they're going to have to do.
I think it's more importantly is Wiggins got the game. I think he just had the confidence.
That's it.
And he put moves on.
Well, I think, you know, sometimes when you realize that your team needs you and you know exactly how you need to do it, it's easier because what he's doing is his game naturally. Spot up three. You know, you don't have to pull up from three and transition and all like that. Spot up three. If the ball gets to you in the rotation and it's your shot, shoot it. He's been struggling from three. But the reason why he's been so efficient is because when you watch Klay Thompson, right? Klay Thompson, if you close out on him very hard, he's either going to pump fake and wait, pump fake sidestep, or pump fake one dribble in long two.
Yep.
He doesn't apply pressure on the rim. Wiggins applies pressure on the rim. So when I pull up, you're still going to the rim. That's the difference in his game and why they need him. So when he is missing outside standalone threes, and now he's like, okay, shit, I missed two. Let me just go off the dribble. And when I take that one dribble, the defense is trying to stop me from getting to the rim. So if I pull up, you see the separation he's creating on his pull-up game right now. And then sometimes, fuck that, I'm going to take this one dribble and dunk on you or get to the rim or get an and one or do whatever. That puts pressure on the rim. Now, Steph Curry is also doing an amazing job of putting pressure on the rim. I don't think I've ever seen him take so many more shots in the paint than he has in this series.
He's clearly been working on that over the last couple of seasons.
100%. And obviously, I think they need it. But the thing that people don't talk about in this game, because obviously he went 0-for-9 from three, he struggled. He's human. Like I said, superstars, seven-game series, you got to show up six, bro.
Yeah.
You human. It cool. 230-some plus straight games, playoff regular
233.
Season. 233. Mm-hmm. Hey, you human. That's cool. That's all
right. Right.
However, how many assists and how many turnovers?
Right. It was ridiculous.
You have to impact the game in several ways. Scoring isn't the only one.
And he said that. He said that very thing. He said, I was struggling, so I had to find other ways to be effective. And that's getting the ball to a Wiggins. And, you know, something else that don't get a lot of credit is the fact that they talk to these guys. You got Iggy over there. You got Steph talking to these players. You got the vets over there saying, hey, Clay, I need you to shoot the ball every time you get it. You need it. When you get in your positions, get where you need to be and take the shot. Same thing for Wiggins. I need you to be aggressive. So he's telling his wings what he needs for them to do. Unlike some superstars who are looking to get their own, Steph is like, y'all get off. I need y'all. You know what I'm saying? And that way, when he does have a game like this, you get results like this. So that was important, too. And Iggy is in those guys' ears. Like, Iggy talks to Wiggins all the time. If you watch it, he's constantly in his ear.
He's on him.
And he needs that. Even though Wiggins is a veteran in the league, he's still kind of young as far as, you know, his mentality goes and the way he approaches the game. So you take a Iguodala, that's why somebody like that is so important on the roster. Yeah, he may only mm-hmm. play 5 minutes, but he's the coach on the floor because mm-hmm. he's out there with you daily. Mm-hmm. So
it's just a perfect relationship.
The same thing.
Because where Wiggins is better than Iguodala, Iguodala is better than Wiggins, right? Like in terms of pure playmaking, mm-hmm. Iggy's a way better playmaker than Wiggins. So the information and the knowledge he could impart on Wiggins is seeing the plays before they happen, how to attack. Mm-hmm. And then Wiggins has the skill set of better scorer. So now he's getting that information from Iggy, and he can apply it to his game. It's like, well, shit, how you gonna stop me now? Because now Iggy's giving me tendencies, so now I know when it is one dribble dunk, one mm-hmm. dribble pull up, cross up. He starts to see the game from a different perspective, and that's why those guys, especially the ones that you know did something, mm-hmm. the ones that is like, what you did? All right, you know, you talking a lot of good stuff. You a vet. I'm gonna listen to you. But Iggy was the, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Iggy mm-hmm. did some things in this league.
So you gotta
respect it.
Steph got to put up 40 to end this in six because you don't have the team game or the, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. But Steph had his game. He got 40. So he gotta got to
put the cherry on top. Game six is the cherry on top.
He ain't got to get 40. He got to get 30. And I say that because I think you're going to still get another strong game from Wiggins. I think.
You think so?
We, like you talked about earlier, we still ain't got the Clay game yet.
Oh, yeah, it is game and six. It's close out Clay. Yeah,
this game six. So yeah. I think you'll see one of those two, Wiggins or Clay, is gonna get there.
I think Wiggins done. I think he'll impact the game. I don't know if we're gonna get this. He's done it back to back, but close out Clay maybe right there.
So look, Wiggins could potentially have another one. Out of these last two games, potentially, he has one more in him. It's all star.
Okay.
3-5. 7-game series. You got to show up 3-5. He's 2 out of 5 right now. He's and 2 out of 5.
So if it's not this one, you would trust him to show up in game seven?
Yeah, 100%. Here's the thing. The reason why I think Steph is going to have a big game is because, number one, it's going to be in Boston. Number two, Jason Tatum is talented enough. His idol is Kobe. You got to go back to you got to watch the film. You got to be like, assists, I'm not getting more than 3 of them this game. Mm-hmm. I'm going off. The shimmy, like, remember, what was it? Like the first 6-7 minutes of the game, he didn't even take a shot?
Nah, he had to sit him down.
And then when he got back in, shimmy, ooh, okay, that looked nice. Ooh, pull up, ooh, that looked nice. That, you got to do that from minute one. Like, mm-hmm. you got to go in. And I'm all the way anticipating that. Because, look, he has talked about self-doubt all throughout these playoffs.
Yeah, let's talk about the Celtics and what they got to do to keep this thing alive.
Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. I can't blame Luka for losing. I can't be able to blame Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown for losing. And right now, mm-hmm. I'm blaming more Jason than Jaylen, but I'm blaming the both of them.
Both of them.
And the thing about it is, it's the unforced turnovers by Jason Tatum. Not a natural playmaker. Mm-hmm. That's gonna be their Achilles heel. But Jason has to play smarter. Mm-hmm. And sometimes what that means is, hey, Marcus, bro, you need to get 13 assists this game because I'm getting fitted. Mm-hmm. And that's the mentality he got to go in there. F the passing. I'm getting buckets and can't none of you stop. I'm 6'10". Go ahead and switch step back on me. I'm gonna kick that ball back out, reposition myself, get lower, double team me, go ahead and cut, get to the open spot. He has to be the reason why they win and not be blamed for why they lose if they lose.
Correct.
He has to step the hell up.
And another thing to that, they got to show up in the fourth quarter.
Oh, shoot.
Neither one of them has showed up, and I don't think at what game in the series have they showed up in the fourth?
Brown was game one.
Game one was what?
Brown has showed up way more. Tatum was averaging 2.75 points.
That's who it is. It's Tatum. That's the two, which is ridiculous. Like, how can you be even mentioned in superstar category and you can't come at the most important time? And then we think about it, the third quarter has been the Achilles heel up until this last game.
So both games actually.
Right. So you you're struggling in the third quarter, and you're not getting any production from your star in the fourth. There's no way to win that way. Mm-mm. You can't win like Mm-mm. that. So Mm-mm. what they're going to have to do is just be more aggressive later on. You got to play four quarters. You got to put it together to where mm-hmm. you're consistent throughout the game, mm-hmm. eliminate the turnover, mm-hmm. and carry that torch.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it's clear as day turnovers. I mean, when we look at game five, they lost that game as they usually do. When you look at their record when it comes to 16-plus turnovers, it's terrible. 1-7, I think. 22 points off turnovers, and they missed 10 free throws.
That's crazy, too.
That was another one, too.
Yeah.
And lost by 10.
And I'm talking about everybody, the stars are missing. Tatum. Yeah.
Tatum missed two in the fourth quarter.
Back-to-back free throws.
Horford missed. Everybody was missing.
Jaylen Brown missed. Like, yeah. You can't miss free throws that bad.
And that's why when I look at the Celtics and I look at all five of these games, just taking the last four, it's like they're right there. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to what you were saying about experience. You know, it definitely shows up in the fourth and in key moments. Games 5 and 4 were there for the taking. Mm-hmm. Those are games where Tatum, I'm saying, because Jaylen, somebody said, he said he's going to be the Robin. He's deferred to mm-hmm. Tatum. And but they know more than I do. Isaiah said that Brown was their closer.
Because he gets the most fourth quarter points.
But which one, like, so I'm confused by all that work now. Look, so how do you, is it a Chris Middleton Giannis thing?
Kind of, sort of, where, you know, Tatum gets him to the finish line and Brown is like, all right, cool. I got it.
I'm going to carry this over.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how they've been working, but at the end of the day, it's not working right now. So
what do you do? Because five games, Tatum 2.75, and I'm wondering if he can play better.
He can. It's mental. Ken, look, I've been in very big pressure situations on a basketball court, and I'm a primary ball handler. The younger I was, the more frazzled you got. The older I got in those pressure situations, the more I relished it. It was like, go ahead and double team me, because I'm going to find an open guy and I'm going to kill you. The things that frazzle you as a young player, and here's the thing, and this is what I was trying to tell Sonny too. Yeah, they've been to the conference finals. Yeah, the championship is different. That pressure cooker is several thousand degrees hotter. And when you're not supremely confident in that moment, it's going to work against you. And we're seeing that with Tatum. It's working against him. Ken, he's coming down. Laissez-faire just throwing the ball. It's the finals. This is not game 42 in the regular season. This is not game, like, no. This is the finals. The thing is, and this is the other point I was making to him, right? Like, when you first get there, you got to take an ass whooping. For the most part, mm-hmm. right? For the most part. If they make it again, you think he's going to make them same type of mistakes? No. No. He shouldn't.
He shouldn't. I don't think he will.
I don't think he will either. But he has to literally step the hell up. He wore the Kobe armband in game 7 against Miami. Mm. Or you need to wear the Kobe shoes. You need to wear the Grinches because you need to steal something. You need to
FIFO, right about now, he need to get Kobe on the phone. he need to get Kobe on the goddamn phone because this shit ain't working.
He need to make them prayer calls, boy.
Man, bro, I'm telling you, man, shit. Because at some point, Kobe going to tell him to lose his number.
Yeah. Kobe. I saw he had on a Tiger Woods shirt.
Man, I don't know why he wore that shit. Damn, like, what the hell Tiger going to do for you, bro?
Channeling all the great.
Nah, forget trying to channel all these greats. Go be fucking Tatum.
Yeah.
Go be fucking taking them. Do that shit you did in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. And in the group chat, that's why I was like, they did a good job in the third quarter getting back in the game. They got hot from three.
But that was just averages, though, Ken.
I know.
Because they was, what 0 for
I know,
like
I know, I know. They got hot from three. But my thing was, when I was watching it, averages, the Warriors just started missing. Mm-hmm. But it didn't feel like they got back in it. But based on how they played in the first two quarters, I didn't see still any real rhythm or offensive efficiency. Mm-hmm. You know, Poole hit that prayer of a three, and then it was like they came out flat in the fourth quarter. I didn't see any carry through to the fourth quarter that we needed to see for them to win that game. Once again, it's a 2-point game going into the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. You know, I commend Brown for trying. Mm-hmm. You know, he scored. He was, and you know, he made some big backs, but he was terrible. But at least he attempted. Tatum took some shots, but he's too busy trying to get a foul.
Yeah, he is. He is. He's trying to play the James Harden
game. Here's what I want to ask you, because I know you said he got the pull-up game. Mm-hmm. So when I'm watching, and I've been watching him in the playoffs now, mm-hmm. does he have moves?
Yeah. He got a bag.
To get to the rim like that?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know, bro.
He look, okay.
It looks like LeBron, like he can do enough to get to where he needs to go.
He's been doing mm-hmm. that. But that's why I say he's not playing with confidence. I've seen the bag, dog.
I'm seeing a lot of Booker, bro.
I agree.
Flashes. He shows flashes.
Beyond flashes in the regular season, what were people talking about? Right? Like Ken, he has a bag. Right now, he's not.
Pull up or get to the rim.
Let me ask you something. The players that we know that have deep bags, the Jamal Crawfords of the world, you know, CP. Their whole career, you've seen them do it. No matter the situation, no matter the stage, it's just, it's my game. Because they're supremely confident in how and what they do. Right now, Jason Tatum is not confident. His confidence is in and out. It's not always there the entire game for whatever reason.
Is Steph back just more elite? Because Steph...
Look, hey, hold on. Let me sit up real quick, boy.
Sit up, man. Mm-hmm.
When you can shoot like that, your confidence is on 100,000 trillion.
I feel you, but I'm talking about his ability to get to the rim now is damn near effortless.
Well, here's the thing.
Well, that's because he can shoot like that.
Exactly. Look. Mm-hmm.
But he didn't always have this shelter.
No, yes, he did. He just didn't attack like this. Yeah. He just didn't attack like this. Look. I've always compared Kyrie. Listen. I've always compared Kyrie and Steph, right?
I remember, yes.
And they do the same thing, but it's opposite. Mm-hmm. Meaning that Steph has you on your toes because of the shot. So you're always, like what he's going to do. And Steph has a crazy handle back. Mm-hmm. Is it as crazy as Kyrie's? No. And Kyrie has a crazy shot. Is it as crazy as Steph? No. But you're on your heels because of the dribble. Mm-hmm. I never seen nobody do what Kyrie does, and he can get to the basket, he can pull up, step back, mm-hmm. They both do the same thing, but they attack you or you're fearful for different reasons. With Steph, because it's based on his shot, confidence, bro, Ken, do you understand the type of things that he's done did? Mm-hmm. Do you understand how Neo Matrix free you have to be to do what he does?
You don't think it's much improved? Than what it was.
He's always had it.
Yeah, he always.
He's always had it.
I know he can get to the rim. I ain't know like
it's the thing about like guarding Steph. Most people's minds is don't let him get off that shot. So your main focus is getting into him as close as good as possible. But Steph's so quick, he can get around you easy. So now where the tricks and stuff comes in is how he's those floaters. He's gotten better at floaters, and just getting the ball in the hole. But he really didn't have to do that. Steph could pull up before and just. Was banging mm-hmm. down shots, knocking down shots. Mm-hmm. But he had it. He just enhanced it.
And then think about.
Well, I guess that maybe that was what I was asking.
And just think about some of the other iterations of the Golden State Warriors. He didn't have to penetrate as much as he does with this squad.
Right.
Because Iggy was younger. Iggy used to get the ball and go. The Barbosas. You know, he had other guys that used to get to the basket a little bit more, so he didn't have to attack as much. With this squad, he got to attack a little bit more. He got to get a little bit more paint points.
Hmm. Yeah, because I think now he's just even more unfair.
Yeah, and you know what? Credit to Boston's defense. They're forcing him to do that. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the little tricks and stuff that he does, like this is one of the things I love about Steph, right? Sometimes you can tell when he had to give the ball up early, and what he'll do is he'll chase the ball again. And you see, he has extra energy. Mm-hmm. He'll run this way, boom, cut. The other person sets a pick, and he'll run right behind him to go get the ball right now, right? Boston is mitigating a lot of them.
They are.
You know what I'm saying? So Steph has to take a slightly different approach, and that's getting to the paint.
And another thing on that too is Steph is good at resetting. So that mm-hmm. him and Clay both with the pump.
Mm-hmm. Boom, I'll pass it. You get right back.
And get you reset, take the shot. Mm-hmm. Well, they're cutting that off too.
Yep.
So like yep. you said, he can't get that second because Steph is more, that first shot is not always his best shot. He'll
mm-hmm.
wait.
Mm-hmm.
He'll let you come at him. Mm-hmm. Then he'll make the move. Then he'll mm-hmm. shoot. He's not even getting that off. Mm-hmm. So he's having to pass out it a couple times. I'm like, Steph would have bust him up like that. 6 months ago, Steph would have bust him up right there. And it's not getting there. Boston is doing an excellent job on Steph. It's just Steph is that much more of a player. Shaq said it already. He's top 10. Shaq said it.
Yeah, I mean, they mm-hmm. basically shut him down in that game. And Wiggins, they had no answer. They didn't have an answer for Wiggins, and Brown and Tatum didn't step up.
So you think Boston shut down Steph, or Steph just wasn't good enough?
I mean, he missed. He was 0 for 3, so he missed shots that he would normally make. At least mm-hmm. he would at least hit 3 of those. But I think Boston's adjustments had a lot to do with that. Because he was chasing the shot late in that game.
No, he was.
Yeah.
Get the record, yeah.
To me, a lot – he some of those three – I think Boston's done an amazing job of trying to get him off. You know what I'm saying? So I'll give him props there. But there were a lot of mid-range shots that he missed.
That was more
that's
him.
That's automatic. And yes. the thing about a shooter.
Which is mid-range is crazy, too.
And he's just the best shooter ever. Look at, if you go back and watch the misses, he missed the same way every time.
It was short.
He was short right
every time. Every
right
time.
On the front rim. He had a little extra. All of them is splashes.
I saw it, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of those are splashes.
And some were open. He just was short.
He
for
was
some
short.
Reason.
It happens. You're human. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because a couple of them, I was like, oh, got him. Yep. Did a little step back. I was like, got him.
Even that super deep one, that first one.
Yeah.
When he shot that shot, I said, oh, shit. Short. Right on the front.
Right on the front. Same place. And so what I was thinking, watching the game, and you probably thinking the same thing, I say, Steph going to shoot 1,000 shots tonight.
Soon oh, yeah, 100%.
Soon, I guarantee you, any amount 100%. Of money, Steph didn't go home.
Yep.
He stayed in there and shot.
Yep.
And he's going to be ready this next game. He's going to be pulling, and he's going to be hit.
That's one of the most frustrating things as a shooter. You're missing the same spot every time. Mm. Every time.
He even missed free throw. His free throw.
Technical free throw.
He missed that tech. I said, yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to tear him up this next game.
Yep. Yep. Mm. And that's what he
changed shoes at halftime.
Yeah. I said that they ain't got it. They haven't proven to be these type of players. But I said that for Boston to win this, Tatum and Brown got to go full Kyrie and LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Marcus Smart, you not shooting. Horford, you not shooting. Like, it kind of goes to what you were saying about Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shooting everything.
Yep.
We just going to just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all just got to live with the results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what I would like to see. Because right now, you know, I mean, we're going to go media sports talk right now because Tatum just falling for me. I'm so disappointed in him in the finals. And more so because I've seen him elevate his game in the previous rounds. And I know it's playoff experience and that this, that, and the other, but he's just way too sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the confidence. And sometimes I think he wants it way too much. You know,
I don't know if I even get that vibe, Ken.
You don't think so?
Nah, because sometimes when you want it too much, that means you're playing too fast for yourself. And like,
I think that's where the playmaking turnovers come in at.
Them turnovers, that's lapse of focus. He's just throwing the ball. That's lapse of focus. That's just laissez-faire. That's just, there you go. No, like you have to play with ultimate energy, ultimate strength.
But this is the finals. Mm-hmm. Kobe's his idol. Like, I don't know what's in the man's head, but, you know, it's just like, I want to go out here and make a name for myself in the finals. Like, I give Luka a lot of shit. Luka mm-hmm. wouldn't be playing like this.
Nah.
Luka wouldn't be playing like this.
You're not going to say that they lost because Luka didn't play well, or Luka mm-hmm. didn't shoot, or Luka didn't. No, F all that. I'm going to go out here blazing.
Yeah.
And that's my, okay, I know you give Luka a hell of crap, but that's always my saving grace with some of these players that just don't win. It's not in the cards for everybody to win something. But how great are you in those moments to prevent it as much as personally possible right now? And that's why I said, like, you have to blame Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown because you're not playing good enough. If you're playing good enough and Golden State is still beating you, We got to get better as a team because our best guys are doing what they're doing, but they're not. And like you said, they're right there. So what does that say? It says that Jason Tatum can have a horrendous game. It says that Jaylen Brown can be here or there, or we don't know where he's at.
He'll be
this particular game.
Yeah, he's hot and cold.
Yes. But that defense and the connectivity and the foundation of greatness is there. What is the key to unlock it? Natural point guard playmaker. Like I think I said this the last time, too. And it might have been all off camera. John Wall would be perfect for this team. They need a point. He don't have to be spectacular. Change of pace. Get this guy involved. Penetrate. Boom. No look. Easy buckets. They don't have that. They need that.
Yeah. I mean, it was something Jaylen Brown said. I'm gonna look it up in a sec in the post game, and I liked his mindset. But it was what else was I gonna say? I think the other thing the Celtics need to do in order to get to Game 7, it goes back to mental toughness and confidence. Everything with them is mental right now. Stop fucking bitching to the refs.
Yeah, they got us.
It's five games by now. They're not calling it.
They're Steph swallowing not, hella whistles.
Yeah, Steph hella not whistles. Getting the call. Yep. Steph just gets frustrated, but he's not bitching. He just kind of he'll say something. He'll walk off. Steph got hammered on that play at the end of the quarter.
Yeah,
he was definitely looked like he was fouled. He was visibly frustrated, but for the most part, the Warriors are not really sitting there complaining and shit like that.
Not even Draymond.
Well, Draymond shut up after he had those he bad got games. Benched.
Yeah.
Well, not after he got benched. The media beat the shit out of Draymond to the point where Draymond just said, fuck it. I'm not saying shit.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But you know what? He didn't have to say nothing because he played better.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day,
he played better in this game. He didn't play better in the first game back from when he got beat up for the podcast.
I feel you. But he played a lot better this game.
He did in the down the stretch when they did put it back in.
Yep.
When the change came.
They had to leave by then.
Yeah.
He could make it worse. But I would love to see them to stop complaining about the refs. And you know, at this point, there's only so much Udoka can do. Mm-hmm. But I think even Udoka getting fucking texts and calls and shit like that.
Yeah, to me at this point, Ken, it's.
And now there's a headline: Celtics regret frequent arguments with the refs in Game 5. Game 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Yeah.
It takes you out of focus. I think you mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
If you're constantly talking about the refs and what you're not getting, and then if that's on your mind and you drive to the basket, you're probably not even going to focus on making the basket.
You're trying to get the five.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Let me get some of these super chats because they are related. Joshua Jericho, Paula Sack with the first one. Hey, man, we appreciate the love from everybody with the super chats. Appreciate you, Joshua. As always, he said the top five players with the most minutes in the playoffs are Tatum with 943, Brown with 876, Horford with 776, Clay 751, and Curry 724. Is fatigue slowly becoming a factor against the Celtics star players?
Q said that in the chat. And at first, I was like, man, we ain't gonna give money out. To a certain degree, I agree. And it may not necessarily always be physical, but sometimes it might be mental fatigue as well. Mm-hmm. They fucked around with Miami and let that series go longer than it should have.
Correct.
Milwaukee is a championship team, so they're going to get everything they can handle from them. And they got lucky Middleton was hurt, so let's be real about that. But there was another team with championship experience, and that was a grueling series. Mentally, you're down 3-2. You got to win a game 7 on the road. I think in Miami, you had to win a game 7 on the road. You know, in a series where you are winning all the quarters, damn near except one. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. And then you get to the finals. You would think they would have learned on how to execute in those key moments, in those adverse moments. Now I seem like the moment is definitely really, really big for them. Definitely Tatum.
Okay, because you have to experience it to understand what you did last time that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And see, this is they are somewhat experienced, but they're still young. Mm-hmm. And that's the point that I was trying to make. Because a more veteran team, right? Like those Detroit Pistons.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why they can go series to series and make those type of clutch moment adjustments is because they're way more tenured in the game. They're just more. When Rasheed Wallace got there, do you know how many years Rasheed was in the game already? Mm-hmm. Rasheed was an 18-point double-double. Mm-hmm. Ben Wallace was, I don't care about scoring. I'm going to just go out here and give all my hustle and wear headbands on my arms because my like wristbands don't work. You know, like Rip Hamilton already knew what his game was. Tayshaun Prince
was locked down.
They all knew. So making, and then Chauncey Billups, that's how he got his game, his name, Big Shot. Mm-hmm. Because they can make those adjustments. That was a veteran, experienced team outside, and then they all came and joined forces, just like the Boston Celtics. These Celtics are young. They have to go through the paces. You got to make it to one.